During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The house had always felt full when she was alive. Not loud exactly, but full in the way certain people seem to fill every room without even trying. She had that kind of presence. Even when she was sitting quietly in her recliner with the television on low and a crossword puzzle in her lap, there was always the sense that she was aware of everything happening around her. Conversations in the kitchen, footsteps down the hallway, the sound of the kids running through the living room, none of it escaped her attention. Especially when it came to the children. Everyone in the family joked about how protective she was, though no one really minded. She had raised 3 children of her own and later helped with several grandchildren. By the time the great-grandchildren started arriving, she had settled comfortably into the role of family watchdog. She called often, sometimes more often than anyone expected. If one of the kids was out late, the phone would ring. If someone mentioned traveling somewhere unfamiliar, she would call later that evening just to make sure they had made it home safely. Whenever the grandchildren dropped the kids off to spend an afternoon with her, she always ended the visit the same way, standing at the front door with her arms folded, watching them disappear down the driveway. "Text me when you get home," she would say. Sometimes she would say it twice just to make sure they heard her. It had become such a routine that nobody really thought much about it anymore. But after she passed away, the absence of that routine was noticeable in ways no one expected. The house where Erica lived with her 2 children had never been particularly quiet before. Her grandmother had lived only 15 minutes away, and it had been common for her to stop by during the week just to check in or drop something off for the kids. Even after her health started to decline, she still called almost every day. When the calls stopped, the silence felt heavier than anyone had anticipated. For a while, everything in the house carried that strange stillness that follows a loss. The family moved through their usual routines, school, work, dinner, bedtime, but there was always the quiet awareness that someone who had once been a constant presence was suddenly gone. It was about a week after the funeral when the first strange thing happened, nothing dramatic. In fact, if someone had told Erica the story later, she probably would have dismissed it without thinking much about it. That evening had been completely ordinary. Her older son was in his room finishing homework while the television played softly in the living room. Erica had started a movie with her youngest earlier in the evening, but somewhere halfway through it, he had fallen asleep on the couch. By the time the credits rolled, the house had settled into that familiar nighttime quiet. Outside the windows, the neighborhood had grown still, and the only light in the room came from the television and a lamp glowing softly in the corner. Erica muted the television and glanced toward the couch. Her youngest was curled into the cushions, breathing slow and steady in the way kids do when they fall asleep unexpectedly. One arm had slipped out from beneath the blanket that had slid halfway toward the floor, and his hair stuck out in every direction from where he had been rubbing his face against the pillow. For a moment, she considered waking him, but the thought passed quickly. Moving a sleeping child almost always meant dealing with a groggy protest that could stretch bedtime out another half hour, and he looked comfortable enough where he was. Instead, she pulled the blanket back up around his shoulders and stood there a moment, making sure he was warm. Then she turned off the television. The sudden quiet in the room made the house feel bigger than it had a moment earlier. She crossed the living room toward the hallway and reached for the light switch that controlled the overhead fixture. When the light clicked off, the room dropped into a softer glow coming from the kitchen and the faint spill of streetlight through the windows. Erica stepped into the hallway and started toward her bedroom. Halfway down the hall, she slowed to a stop. The thought came suddenly, the way small worries sometimes do when you're already halfway to bed. Maybe I should leave the light on. It wasn't a dramatic thought, just the quick realization that if he woke up in the middle of the night, the room would be completely dark. Kids sometimes startle themselves awake when everything around them looked unfamiliar in the dark. She stood there a moment, debating whether it was worth walking back. Before she could turn around, the living room light clicked on. The hallway behind her filled instantly with warm light. Erica froze. For a few seconds, she simply stood there trying to process what had just happened. She hadn't moved. She hadn't touched the switch again, and the house was quiet enough that she would have heard someone walking behind her. Slowly, she turned around. The living room looked exactly the way she had left it moments earlier. Her youngest was still asleep on the couch, the blanket tucked around his shoulders. Nothing had shifted or moved, but the overhead light was on, bright and steady. She walked back into the room and stared at the switch for a moment before flipping it off again. The light went out immediately, leaving the room in the soft, dim glow from the kitchen. For several seconds, she stood there watching the fixture overhead, half expecting it to flicker back on. Nothing happened, and finally she shook her head. Old wiring, she told herself. Or maybe the switch hadn't fully clicked the first time. Houses did strange things sometimes, especially at night when everything else was quiet enough to notice them. She stood there another moment before adjusting the blanket around her son again. This time, she left the light on. Then she walked back down the hallway and went to bed. By the next morning, she barely thought about it. It was one of those small moments that seems strange in the middle of the night, but loses its importance once the sun comes up and the house fills with normal daytime noise again. If she had known what would happen weeks later, she might have thought about it a little longer. But at the time, it was easy enough to dismiss, just a switch, just a coincidence. The moment with the light slowly faded into the background of everyday life. For a few days afterward, Erica noticed herself glancing at the switch whenever she walked through the living room, half expecting it to happen again. But nothing unusual followed. The house behaved the way houses normally do. The lights stayed off when they were switched off, the doors stayed where they were supposed to stay, and the small routines of the household returned to normal. Between work, school schedules, and keeping up with two kids, there wasn't much time left to dwell on something that had happened in the middle of an otherwise quiet night. Weeks passed. Spring started working its way in, bringing longer evenings and the slow return of neighborhood noise after the winter quiet. Kids played in yards again, lawnmowers started appearing on Saturday mornings, and the normal rhythm of the neighborhood returned. Inside the house, things had begun to settle as well. The kids adjusted in the way children often do. They still mentioned their great-grandmother occasionally, usually when something reminded them of her. But the constant conversations about her slowly became less frequent. Life moved forward the way it always does. The second incident happened on a night that had been just as ordinary as the first. It was later than usual when Erica finally made it to bed. Her older son had been working through a pile of assignments, and by the time everything in the house was cleaned up and the lights were turned off, it was well past the hour she normally tried to be asleep. The house had gone completely quiet by the time she settled under the covers. Outside, the street was dark and still. Inside, the familiar sounds of the house settling, pipes adjusting, wood shifting slightly with the night temperature, blended into the background the way they always had. She was just beginning to drift off when she heard the soft creak of the bedroom door. At first, she assumed it was her younger son. Sure enough, a small shape appeared in the doorway, pausing there the way kids often do when they're unsure whether they're allowed to come in. He had a blanket wrapped around his shoulders and his hair stuck out in every direction from sleep. "Bad dream?" she asked quietly. He nodded. It wasn't unusual. Kids woke up scared sometimes, and on nights when it happened, Erica didn't make much of an effort to send him back to his own room. It was easier to let him climb into bed for a while until he settled down again. He climbed in beside her and pulled the blanket up under his chin. Within a few minutes, his breathing slowed again. Erica lay there listening to the quiet of the house, waiting for her own mind to settle enough for sleep to take over again. Eventually, the steady rhythm of her son's breathing beside her pulled her back toward that half-asleep state where thoughts begin to blur together. That was when she heard it. A soft sound from the other side of the bed. Wasn't loud. In fact, if the room hadn't been completely silent, she might have missed it entirely. It sounded like someone sighing. The sound came from the empty side of the bed just beyond where her son had curled up next to her. Erica's eyes opened immediately. For a moment, she didn't move. She simply lay there listening, trying to decide whether the sound had actually come from the room or if it had been part of that drifting moment between sleep and wakefulness. Beside her, her son shifted slightly under the blankets. Then he spoke.
Mom?
His voice was quiet but fully awake. Did you hear that? The question sent a cold ripple through Erica's chest. She turned her head slowly toward him. What did you hear? She asked. He didn't answer right away. Instead, he looked toward the empty side of the bed, the way someone does when they're trying to locate a sound they can't quite explain. It sounded like someone breathing, he said finally. The room went completely still. Erica waited, listening for anything else. Another sound, a shift in the mattress, the faint movement of someone standing nearby. But nothing followed. The air in the room remained quiet and unmoving. Eventually, she reached over and pulled the blankets up around him again. It was probably the house, she said gently. Sometimes the vents make sounds when the air turns on. He didn't look convinced, but he nodded anyway. After a few minutes, he settled back down beside her. Erica remained awake much longer. She listened carefully to every small sound the house made that night. The air moving through the vents, the faint creak of the floorboards, the distant hum of traffic somewhere far down the road. Nothing else unusual happened, but the moment lingered in her mind in a way the first incident hadn't, because this time she hadn't been the only one who heard something. Eventually, exhaustion won and she fell asleep. The next morning, the moment seemed less frightening than it had in the darkness of the night. By the time breakfast was finished and everyone was heading out the door for school and work, the strange sound had already begun to feel distant and explainable. Still, every now and then over the next few days, Erica caught herself thinking about it again. Not in a frightened way. Just with the quiet curiosity of someone replaying a moment they can't quite explain. She told herself the same thing she had told her son that night. It was probably the house. Just another sound in the dark that seemed stranger than it really was. But every once in a while, when the house grew very quiet late at night, she would remember something her grandmother used to say whenever the kids left her house after a visit. Don't worry, she would tell them with a smile. I'm always keeping an eye on my babies. By the time summer arrived, the strange moments in the house had mostly faded into the background of everyday life. Nothing else unusual had happened for quite a while, and Erica had gradually convinced herself that the earlier incidents had probably been coincidences. Houses made noises. Light switches sometimes behaved oddly. The mind could play tricks in the middle of the night when everything was quiet. With work, school, and the usual responsibilities of raising two kids, it was easy enough to let those thoughts drift away. Life returned to its normal rhythm. One night, though, something woke her. There was no loud crash or sudden noise that she could point to afterward. Instead, it was the strange feeling of waking up all at once, the kind of sudden awareness that sometimes pulls a person out of sleep without any clear explanation. Erica lay still for a moment, listening. The house was quiet. After a few seconds, she sat up, still unsure what had caused it. Everything seemed normal, but the feeling that something had disturbed the silence lingered just enough that she finally slipped out of bed and stepped into the hallway. The living room was dark. That was the first thing she noticed as she walked toward it. Only the faint glow from outside streetlights filtered through the front windows. She paused near the doorway, looking toward the front of the house. So at first, it was only movement that caught her attention, a shadow shifting across the yard. For a moment, she wasn't sure if she had imagined it. But then the shape moved again, clearer this time against the lighter patch of grass near the driveway. Someone was standing near the house. So the figure moved slowly along the side of the yard, close enough that it was obvious they were looking toward the windows. Erica stepped carefully to the wall and flipped on the outside floodlight. The yard filled instantly with bright white light. The person outside froze for a second, clearly surprised by the sudden light. Then they turned and hurried away toward the street, disappearing into the darkness beyond the property. Erica stood there watching the empty yard for several seconds after that. Eventually, she checked the doors and windows again before returning to bed. But the longer she lay there, the more one thought continued to circle back in her mind. She had woken up for no reason she could explain. There had been no sound that she remembered hearing, and if she had stayed asleep, she never would have known someone had been outside. The house grew quiet again after that night. Weeks passed, but every now and then something small would happen that made Erica pause. A light left on that she was sure she had switched off earlier. A faint sound in the hallway late at night when everyone else was already asleep. The occasional feeling that someone had just walked past the doorway even though the house was empty. Nothing dramatic, nothing she could point to as proof of anything. Just small moments, and every time one of them happened, she found herself thinking about her grandmother again. About how fiercely protective she had always been. About the phone calls she used to make just to make sure everyone had made it home safely. She liked knowing where her babies were. She liked keeping an eye on them. Erica still didn't know what had woken her that night. But sometimes, when the house grew very quiet again, she couldn't help wondering if maybe someone was still doing exactly that.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe. Rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.